Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Leila Rahimi.
I made frutta di mare pasta, fresh clams, and these wonderful shrimp, and I made this white wine garlic butter sauce.
Yeah, okay.
I can't explain it. It's garlic butter face. Like, it's not on my face. It's, like, in my face. It's, like, in my head. Like, things in the back of my throat vaguely taste like garlic butter. The upper part of my olfactory system, like, behind my eyes, it feels like garlic butter. Does anything do that to you? Like, you don't get a taste, like, lodged in your receptors?
No.
It's in, like, the back of your face. I can't explain
The back it. Of your face no is, under- is your head.
No one understands me. No one else gets, like, garlic butter head.
What?
Rick?
Yeah, I got nothing.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Packers suck.
Just wait. You'll get there. There'll be someday, maybe not now, maybe not soon, but someday. You'll have that, and then you'll go, oh, that's what he was talking about. That's that feeling. That's what it is. It'll happen. Welcome on a very snowy. I hope you got where you were going today, because the commute this morning was not fun. There were spin outs and fender benders, and I saw a poor little dog. I think it was a French bulldog with booties on, just spinning in circles on the end of a leash. So wherever you are, I hope you you got to where you got to go and you're safe and everything's cool.
So the booties were everywhere?
Oh, God.
Rocking everywhere.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. So we have Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports talking NFL with us at 10. We're going to do the midway at 10:45. Hub Arkish at 11 for a couple of segments. And we're following the Bears stuff because there's drips and dribs and drabs of rumors of where this Bears thing is headed. If they hire a head coach before the general manager, I mean, it's not a matter of if they Bears this, it's how. It's how they bears it. It will be bearsed.
It already is being.
Right?
We are in the state of being.
Slow motion bearsing is occurring. It's what it feels like. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line. Powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Or visit BetQL.com. Your emails go to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting is in the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at BernsteinRahimi. She's at Leila Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app to stream The Score. And make sure you interact with the show either on Facebook if you're a lunatic, or you can go to Twitch. That's where the fun stuff is. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. There's a three box right now. You can see Leila, you can see me, and you can see our crack production staff. Not our crack. You could actually see the crack production staff, which is better all the way. Well, maybe a little bit all the way around. It is Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas directing that feed and moderating the chat.
I'm just going to let you work through that.
Well, I'm just deciding which people would rather see. I don't know. I mean, nothing against our production staff, but it just depends on the mood you're in, I guess.
Good call.
Rick Camp is our executive producer. Mike Rankin back in his rightful place as the associate producer and sound man. Ray Diaz, the executioner, helping out doing that stuff in the back. Yeah, what a whirlwind of a sports weekend. There was just so, wherever we were, whatever we were doing, you couldn't take your eyes off what was going on in the NFL, because I think this is your theory, right, of the having the extra layer, inviting more people to it, gets some of the garbage out of there faster. Maybe we distill better games. I hope this is a herald of what is to come.
This is traditionally the best weekend on the calendar, isn't it? You thought Wild Card was previously, but they diluted the product. So we're still looking at divisional as the moneymaker, and it did not disappoint.
As long as we get that payback, if you're going to let teams in that wouldn't otherwise be in, and you look at some the team backing their way into the playoffs, whatever it may be, to have what all four games had regulation-ending field goals that either decided the game or continued the game.
Yes, they did.
I still don't like kickers, but it is just the injustice of the playoff rule is obviously a point of discussion. The overtime rule in the playoffs, it making it so Patrick Mahomes can have the ball and that Josh Allen can't feels wrong. It felt like there should be an opportunity to respond because it was such a knockdown. I'll take your best. You take mine, I'll take yours, let's go. To not have that counterpunch available felt unfortunate as a fan without any vested interest in the game.
Right. There's been multiple times in the season where you could say the overtime rules need some fine-tuning. And that's another example. To not have that opportunity to answer is incorrect in that moment. It's a throwback to the traditional overtime rules where if you win the coin toss, you win the game, essentially.
Counterpoint, 13 seconds.
100%? It's just...
Like, all you have to do is not give up like 40-some yards in 13 seconds to get there.
And, like, it's the yards after catch aspect of this as well.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff going on there.
Like, tackle and you're cool.
Yeah, just know the situation. Like, don't kick the ball through the end zone. The other team has a timeout, so maybe don't be playing for the sidelines when the middle of the field's still open and Travis Kelce can run wild for an extra few yards.
And they have the pinpoint accuracy to say, we want our kicker to go here. So here's the play before that. We'll take it there.
You mean execution matters?
I think that's what they tell me. You know, I only know it when I see it in other places. I can't tell you from here.
Unless Bill Polian tells George, who tells us, then I don't trust it.
Who are the candidates again? Oh, dudes, you already know.
And what was our news of the day? What was the tweet that we saw where we've got our three name Bears coach finalist cloud? Is that right?
Yeah.
Eh. Do we like it?
We saw Albert, it coming.
Albert Breer says the three candidates emerging as the top names for the Bears. This is as of this morning from a reputable source, emerging as the top names: Matt Eberflus, Jim Caldwell, and Leslie Frazier. It's the idea that you'd be there before you know who your general manager is. And there's more interviews today. Omar Khan is interviewing. Morocco Brown is interviewing. So it appears that they're winnowing through coaches before they're doing so with the head of their football organization. Enjoy. Have fun with however this is. When you're counting on dumb luck for it to work, it's not a situation you want to be in. But alas, here we are.
Two people with former Colts connections and a former Bear.
Good thing you hired Bill Polian.
That explains the Colts connections.
maybe they're all wonderful people and they'll be brilliant coaches, but there's just something about it that makes you uneasy. And the number of people who were terrified of Leslie Frazier because of the recency effect, just that the strength of the recency effect. This is the guy you're going to hire to be your head coach. You know when else we did that? You know when else we did it? With Matt Nagy. Because remember, Nagy was given play calling, and he was terrible at it. Andy Reid handed him the con, and he was bad at it. And we all excused it. Well, you know, he hadn't done it before. Well, you know, it's not his playbook. He hasn't been. And it was all excused, and we all kind of talked around it, and he said, yeah, that but he even admitted it didn't go well. And we keep – if you were paying attention then – we always say, and I would be the first to say, don't overrate something that happened recently and give it too much weight just because it's the last thing you saw. Scouts talk about that all the time. But it so happened, it happened the last time the Bears hired a coach. So much is just swirling around here. I'm trying to figure out where my head is after a wild weekend and the Bears still sort of in the ether here trying to pick through all of it.
I just have a couple of takeaways when it comes to all of this. Number one, if you had to pick three dudes that you were like sarcastically taking in the Bears head coaching search because of the obvious connections, those three might be on the list. Eberflus being a little bit different, but he already got the second interview call, so that gave it away, right? And as far as the playoffs are concerned, could you enjoy them as much knowing that you're living and dying with a head coaching decision that's apparently already partially being made? Based on every single play that was called. Because I know people were, they were tweeting at me about it. Like, I definitely don't want this person. I definitely want this person. Now I definitely don't want this person. It took away a little bit from the...
You can't live that
unadulterated way. Watching of good football.
But a reasonable person knows you can't live that way. It's you're going to
make
what
is reasonable anymore?
That's true, and Bears fans are excused for losing that sense of rationality. When we come back, let's give you sort of a tapestry of weekend sound of things that happened, and as we continue to draw these threads back to the Bears, we're going to keep you updated on everything happening in real time with them. The latest that we get, Albert Breer says it's Caldwell, it's Frazier, it's Eberflus. Those are those three names. The less we hear about Jim Harbaugh, the more that pipe dream appears to be receding. And
for everybody, at least in the NFL.
Yeah.
All the open positions. Nobody seems to be talking about him.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
There are people who want his job, apparently, but that's a different story.
Yeah, that's not okay, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah. It's not like they're hoping something bad happens to him. They're just thinking, if he's mobile, where is he going to go? I would like to be considered if he goes somewhere.
That's Leila Rahimi. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're Bernstein and Rahimi. We're making sense of all of it, and we'll try to give it proper context. Hell, maybe we get to the end of the day, and the Bears have a coach and a general manager, and it's onward and excelsior to whatever's next.
I don't hope that. Interview more people.
Yes, they haven't interviewed enough people. They've interviewed like 37 people.
For them?
You have the
score. Or at least do some second ones.
Packers suck!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tannehill barks out the signals, takes the snap. He's back on a play fake, plants his feet, looks right side, throws right side, and that's intercepted! It was picked off by the Bengals on the opening play. First and goal, ball just inside the 10. Here's the snap, quick pass, right side, batted, intercepted. Second interception thrown by Tannehill in the game. Tannehill back to pass, looks, fires down the middle, tip high in the air. Oh, it's intercepted. It's picked off by the Bengals. Third interception of the game for the Bengals, and they will take over with 20 seconds remaining.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good. Yeah. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. And the Bengals advance to the Final Four AFC Championship game, Dan. Where? In Buffalo or Kansas City, my man?
Well, 17 seconds to play. Down by four. Pocket holds. Allen throws over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Untouched.
into the end zone. It's Gabriel Davis, one beyond the hat trick. He's got four touchdown catches tonight, and the Bills take a 35-33 lead with 13 seconds to play. 49-yarder to keep the season alive. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on its way for Butker. It is good! We're going to overtime!
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking, right side he wants. And a comeback cut! It is caught by Kelsey! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelsey on a push fake comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Stafford straight drop back, pressure off the edge. Deep ball, middle of the field. Cup is open! It's pulled in! Inside the 20 by Cup and down near the 10. Matt Gay on to win it for the Rams. Snap, ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good! The Rams are going to the NFC Championship game. And have we seen the last of the most decorated quarterback in NFL history, Tom Brady?
12-yard line, Green Bay, low snap. Borges has
blocked, knocks up into the air, and it caroms and is scooped up by the Niners and returned to the end zone for a touchdown. San Francisco scooped up and taken into the end zone, and the Niners are an extra point away from getting this game tied. High snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance
to the end of the game
with a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the stuff you boil down into a stock. You know, throw some shallots in there. You know, put maybe a little white wine. Scrape the bottom of the pan. You know, build your flavor profile outward from that. Ooh, let that just smell up the whole house with Schadenfreude and make a big stew of it.
Yo, Packers suck.
If you were watching games with your heart boiling. If you were watching
across your chest,
but seriously, if you were watching games with your heart, this was the weekend for you. For all the people yep. who are like, you know, my head says Packers, but my heart says 49ers, you win.
I thought it took our spirit.
Or if your heart said Bengals and your head said Titans, you win.
Those highlights were courtesy WCKY 1530, WGR 550, WDAF 1065, The Wolf, and
The Sports Bucket,
and WTMJ 620 in Green Bay, and of course, Westwood One Sports. But man, so you always, some games you remember where you were. And you'll never forget where you were. Last night was one of those games for me because I look. And the thing is that, like, I told my kid, I said, "I love you, but I have to watch the football game, right?" Because we had a 7:30 puck drop out at Rocket Ice Arena in Bolingbrook, which is an odd little ice arena that's sort of built like a ski chalet. And I knew that they had
that sounds nice. The hot cocoa.
When their concessions are open. So there's a big screen TV in like the lobby area. I'm like, I've been there before. I know there's a big flat screen. The game will be on and I'm fine. So I go in and the TV's off. So all right, I'm going to turn on. So I turn it on. It says no signal. And I go to the front and the lovely young lady there says, yeah, I'm sorry. The TV's broken. It's like, oh, okay, great. So this is a problem. So I go to one of his teammates. Like, how do I get the game on my phone? Here's my phone. Get the game. So you have the NFL app? Well, yeah. So do this. So good. There, got the game. Watching the game. So the hockey game starts, and I'm watching the football game because who cares, right? It's high school hockey. And I go upstairs, and there's in this like little viewing area above one of the goals. It's all glass to look out on the game. Everybody else is in the stands in the cold. So enjoy. But there's one of the dads from the opposing team is up there. So the two of us end up watching the football game primarily. And people saw, like, what are you guys doing up there? Why are you going crazy? Like, you wouldn't believe what's happening in this game. Like, glance, what's the score of the hockey? Oh, your kid just scored on my kid. Nice shot. Great job. What's going on here? And, like, screaming, watching this thing. And I couldn't tear myself away from it. And then the app crapped out. And then I had to reload stuff. And it wasn't real. There's no way that stuff was going on that could have been real. And it was. And it kept happening. And I'm just, I just wanted another possession. One more. I would have stayed there all night. I would have just stayed up there. You would have found me in the dark at the ice arena. And I would have stayed there all night going back and forth. Right, but going back and forth. I wanted Josh Allen to be like, okay, all right, okay, let's go. I'll match that because he would have.
That's it. That the amount of action we saw in the last 2 minutes, I'm like, just run 2 minute offense, please, or 13 second offense for the next infinity times, and I'll be a happy person. That game, I saw the memes and the jokes about how it could have ended like 135 to 134. Take it. That game exceeded expectations that were already high. And the execution that I thought, especially if you break down the 13 seconds that it took for Kansas City to drive down the field and put Bucker into field goal range to be able to make the kick he needed to make. I'm still in shock over the missed 47-yarder, by the way, from the other game. But the mark of a well-coached team, we talk all the time about what we think is bad coaching on the field or lack of discipline or what you don't practice. You know how you know when you see it in action practiced well and it shows is how quickly everybody called the timeout. Did you notice that? The cameras cut away to it immediately. Mahomes is calling timeout. There was another player cut away of a timeout. Like, everybody knew exactly what to do. And I thought to myself, here's the exact opposite of what we saw in the Cowboys game the week before. Then we all talk about how the consensus is 18 seconds because that's the rule from Belichick if you want to get something like that done.
13 works too.
13 is amazing given the percentages. But how well-oiled that machine was to everybody have call timeout when you knew to call it. That's how you see it working well. That's how you know it's been practiced. That's how you know it's being executed. Like, that was clockwork.
I also think the badass of the weekend in some ways, that Evan McPherson field goal. Like, when that kid walked out there, and that would have been good from 60. Like, how you see how high it was, too? Like, the trajectory that he got on that thing. This dude, and there was some story that he said something, like, right before the kick. Like, he was saying, we're going to the AFC Championship. He was telling people, like, you that's it, we're going, we're winning. And to be right down the middle with, like, 10 yards to spare, never a doubt. For a rookie kicker, that wasn't squeezing it through the upright like the Rams game or, you know, drifting or anything. That was no doubt.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Robbie Gould as a Bear when he knocked Seattle into oblivion.
And we have so many texts and Twitch comments. I cannot keep up today. I appreciate everybody chiming in. We'll try to get to as many as we can. Like 773 saying WTMJ, the sports jaw.
Yeah, temporal mandibular joint, right? I always think that. That's why I did this when I said WTMJ.
I always think that too.
Yeah, but you're talking about TMJ pain? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I grind my teeth. It sucks. But also, a texter was saying the arrogance of Robbie Gould from 630.
The arrogance!
I love it, but it's also just confidence. Like, the guy's not letting anything mess with him, and it shows.
Yeah, I think that's a Larrivee reference to the arrogance of Matt Nagy. I think they're just throwing that back in Wayne's face with the invocation of that word.
Well, good. Keep trolling. Everybody deserves to wear it today.
Yep. That's and I am not going to apologize for enjoying the schadenfreude that I am, because Aaron Rodgers not only is out, he's also a total asshat. Way, way, way worse. This is just not some guy. It's not even really about sports at all. Bad dude, dumb, bad guy, and I'm glad he's not playing anymore to whatever extent that matters to anybody. Eric Edholm talks football next with us on The Score.
Placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.